ask yourself, what's scarier, a nightmare or the truth that inspired it? Hey everyone, it's Bridget Marcor, and with spooky season finally upon us, I am thrilled to introduce you to a new podcast you are going to love. It's called Twisted Tales, and it's hosted by artist, poet, and creator, and horror queen, Heidi Wong. Every Monday, Heidi takes you deep into the true stories behind horror's biggest legends. From haunted dolls to cursed houses, each episode of Twisted Tales is perfect for late-night scares and daytime frights, revealing the disturbing, real-life events that inspired the world's most terrifying blockbusters and the ones too twisted to make it to the screen. Some stories are stranger than fiction. These are darker. So I'm excited to share a special preview with you now. If you like what you hear, follow Twisted Tales with Heidi Wong on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen so you can get even more. We'll also include a link to the show in the description of this episode. And remember, reality is the real horror. Follow Twisted Tales with Heidi Wong, a Crime House original, now. New episodes release every Monday. Again, that's Twisted Tales with Heidi Wong. Click the link in this episode description to listen now or follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is Crime House.
About a month into owning the doll, the woman found a note in their apartment scribbled on parchment paper, the kind you use for baking. That was disturbing on its own since neither of them kept any parchment paper around the home. But the worst part was what it said. In what looked like a child's scribble, the note read, "Help me." And things only got scarier from there. Shortly after that, Donna came home and found what looked like drops of blood on the doll's hand and chest. I don't know about you, but that's when I'd be getting this thing out of my place ASAP. Donna had finally reached her breaking point too. She knew something was going on with her doll. Something supernatural. But instead of putting the doll through an incinerator, Donna and Angie called a medium, who of course wanted to do a séance. According to the medium, a little girl's spirit had possessed the doll. Her name was Annabelle Higgins. She lived on the property way in the past before the apartment building was built. When she was 7, she died there, although it wasn't clear how. But something had kept her tethered to the mortal plane. And now, she wanted to stay with Donna and Angie. How could they say no? They gave Annabelle permission to keep possessing the doll. A decision they'd soon regret. Because even though Annabelle seemed to like Donna and Angie, the same couldn't be said for Angie's boyfriend, Lou. He thought Annabelle was a little creepy. Bit of an understatement, I'd say. He told Angie they should get rid of her, which Annabelle did not appreciate. One night, Lou was over at the apartment when he experienced what seemed like sleep paralysis. Lou couldn't move or speak, and just felt this overwhelming sense of panic. If this has ever happened to you, it's terrifying, right? As Lou's eyes darted across the room, he spotted something at his feet. It was Annabelle. And then she started moving. The doll slid up Lou's legs onto his chest, her arms shot out, wrapping around his throat. Lou was powerless to fight back. His vision started to blur, the world around him faded away. All he saw was Annabelle. Can you imagine the fear, the horror? As Lou took his final breath, he shot awake, sunlight streaming through the window. It had all been a dream. Or was it? Lou was convinced that Annabelle had really attacked him. He knew that he had to get rid of her. It seemed like Annabelle sensed his intentions and decided to strike first. Later that day, Lou and Angie were at the apartment alone, planning out a road trip. He hadn't told her about his encounter with Annabelle yet. Maybe he was just waiting for everyone to be home. As they looked over some maps, they heard a rustling sound coming from Donna's bedroom. If this was happening in a movie, this is the part where I'd be shouting, "Don't go in there!" But Lou was a good guy. He wanted to make sure his girlfriend was safe. So he quietly opened the door and flipped on the light. The room was empty, except for Annabelle, who was lying in the corner. All of a sudden, Lou was overcome with this terrible feeling, like he was being watched. He turned around. Nobody was there. But a moment later, he doubled over in pain. Lou looked down and saw that his shirt was stained with blood. He ripped it open and found 7 deep gashes in his chest, like something had slashed him with massive claws. And weirdly, or maybe conveniently, the wounds healed really fast. Within a couple of days, they were completely gone. But after what happened to him, Donna and Angie finally realized Annabelle was not the harmless spirit of a little girl. Thank you for listening to the start of my new show, Twisted Tales. If you want to hear what happens next, search Twisted Tales and follow wherever you listen to podcasts or subscribe to Crime House Studios on YouTube.